Your Majesties, Royal Highnesses, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen, it is a great honour to welcome you today at the Castle of Fjanden. Your Majesties, your visit to Fjanden reflects the strong ties going back to the Middle Age that exist between the Netherlands and Luxembourg. It also bears testimony of the roots that the Royal House of Orange-Nassau has in this historic environment. The continuity of this relationship is evidenced by the fact that Your Majesty, as your ancestors, also hold the title of Count of Fjanden. As Prime Minister, but also as Minister of Culture, I'm proud that this important part of our heritage has been beautifully restored and is now a major landmark which attracts every year thousands of tourists, including many of your compatriots. Your Majesties, our common past should contribute to prepare a joint future. As you know, Luxembourg is looking for innovative approaches to tackle the third industrial revolution. And as you were informed also this morning at the Luxembourg University, and also as Grand Duke Henri said yesterday, the sky is not anymore the limit for our country. Allow me to express my hope and expectation that innovative, future-oriented cooperation and partnerships can be further developed between Dutch and Luxembourg public and private entities in a productive win-win perspective. In this brief tour d'horizon, I would not like to miss underlining the valuable collaboration in the political and diplomatic fields which bring our two countries together to full confidence. Since 1890, and more recently in the framework of bilateral treaties, a productive diplomatic cooperation has been established between our two countries, for which we are very grateful. In the Benelux framework, an organization that will soon celebrate its 60th anniversary, three prime ministers and three ministers of foreign affairs undertake common missions abroad to foster relations and make our voice better heard. Your Majesty, in closing, I would like to mention the fact that during this luncheon offered on behalf of the Luxembourg government, one of our colleagues is sadly missing. As you know, and as Grand Duke Henri said yesterday, our Secretary of State, Camille Gira, passed away a few days ago. Last December, he went to Den Haag to sign, together with his Dutch and Belgium counterparts, an important declaration to stimulate sustainable mobility in the Benelux region. Our talks are with the family of this much esteemed colleague who left us much too early. Finally, let me propose a toast to the health of our Majesties and your Royal Highnesses, as well of that of the members of their respective delegations, and to the promising future of the relations between our nations, which are so close in many respects.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.